This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Josh Palmer is a good player, and he's going to help us a lot. And I believe he has helped us upgrade our receiving core this year. Let's don't forget adding Josh Palmer. We spent some money there. We obviously paid Khalil Shakir. Curtis Samuel, hopefully he doesn't start out nicked up the way he did. I thought he finished strong for us. Hopefully that's the guy we get. But if he's your fourth receiver, like, that's pretty good. So I'm not sure at some point in the draft where you're adding that you're going, man, he's better than that.
Brandon Bean this morning on WGR, part of a lengthy conversation. It was Shakir, he said at the end, if he's your fourth receiver.
No, Sam. He was talking about Samuel there.
Okay.
He just mentioned Shakir. I think he sort of maybe omitted him the first time through and then got there, but was circling back to Samuel. I think that was.
You would expect, it always happens, even on bad teams, you would expect the people to pump up their own people. Like, that is always what happens, almost always what happens. But we're counting on some guys here that really have just not been important NFL players. And that includes Palmer. And you're hearing Bean, like, we spent a lot of money on him. That's one thing. He's never been an important player in the league. Like, that's what the Bills did last year is all these guys added up to, and they ran the ball great and just turnovers. It added up to a winning formula until Kansas City again. You can't pick at their offense, really. It worked. But it's risky.
I'm going to object to a lot of money on Josh. Like, that's not a lot of money.
Well, okay. But.
You know, like, receiver-wise, I mean, I get it. It's more than just about anything else receiver-wise that they're spending. You know, Shakir comes over the top of it eventually. This year, his cap number is still really low, Shakir. But they're all right homes in a pretty good school district that's adjacent to a better one, is where I think, like, they're at with the receiver. Like, they're not like terribly bad off, but they're not great. I mean, those four guys. Samuel, when's the last time Samuel had a season that you'd go, oh, there's that's my number four. That's a guy that's really contributing, that's helping here. I feel like it's been a while.
It was for Carolina.
Right. So, like, the injuries with him, hopefully he'll stay healthy. What did Jason Zucker say at locker cleanout about hope and it being a strategy? Sure, I hope that they're healthy too. I hope that Keon Coleman breaks through. I hope that Dalton Kincaid, you know, fulfills the promise of a 73-catch rookie season in his third season. That's all just hoping. Like, not really. With the exception of Shakir, has anyone really done what you're, I think, saying you're going to need them to do, which is hold down that job at a you know, better than league average level? Who's that? Coleman has an incomplete grade for the first season because of the injury. Okay, So how bankable is that? Not very. Kincaid, same thing, just a year further down the line. Incomplete. Okay. Shakir, very nice player. I love it. Can count on it. Right? Pencil in for 85 catches or whatever, 90, maybe more.
Wide receiver, that's a wide receiver three.
Great. Who's the rest? Palmer? Palmer had the same number of catches in his best year that Kincaid had as a rookie and has never been close to it again.
Samuel, in fairness, had two back-to-back, almost identical stat line seasons for Washington before coming here. They're 60 for 604. Not, you know, startable in fantasy football, dare I say it, but not nothing. Kevin is next. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay, everybody take a breath. I think what needs to be asked is that who would you have taken as a wide receiver that was a known wide receiver, that was a NCAA Division I top wide receiver at pick 30?
Nobody.
And I would ask.
Right. Yeah, nobody. No, nobody. Nobody is saying that they should have done
right.
that.
My question then is, why didn't we trade up for Marvin Harrison Jr. last year?
Oh, my gosh. Kevin, tell me what that trade would have been. He went, what, fourth overall?
You guys want a wide receiver?
There was no possible way to do that. You could have offered every one of your draft picks and the first round this year. You would not have been able to make that trade.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, you're sure.
Yes.
My second point is...
Is it as good as this first one?
We have always heard... We don't know that, do we? What we've always heard is defense wins championships.
I have a guess.
Yeah, we scored a lot of points. But the problem is we couldn't stop people on defense when we needed to. That's the issue. That's why they did this.
That's also something everybody concedes.
And I'm sure the Bills will get a wide receiver in the offseason. I'm 100% sure about that.
Would any wide receiver count for this, Kevin? Are you going to give yourself points if it's anybody?
No. Like,
it's happening today.
I'm not giving myself points, Mike.
Who could it be?
The point is, I don't know who it's going to be.
Well, it won't be anybody good.
More about...
Look, Kevin, I'm not just messing with you. Free agency's over. It's today, Elijah Moore, okay? That's what you're talking about. Last year, you could have counted Marquez Valdez-Scantling and Chase Claypool. Does that count? That's not quality.
It's not quality when they're playing, when their quarterbacks aren't Josh Allen.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin. I'm sure we're bad guys. Larry's next. Hi, Larry.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, so... One of the problems that I think a lot of people are having that nobody's saying is none of the guys that they've gone out and gotten in the draft have really hit. I mean, Rousseau's a nice player. Benford's probably the one that's, like, the guy that really hit. But none of these guys have turned into something where you're like, oh, yeah, you know, Rousseau's going to his fourth year and you're not looking at him like, hey, that's a dominant defensive end that someone guys are game planning for. And so that's where I think, like, the two swings that Bean has made, Diggs and Miller. Miller worked until he got injured. That was looking okay. Like,
but it's also a huge financial commitment for a guy who was at the end of his career.
Well, true. But if he doesn't get injured and it looked the way it looked, you did, and it went through the season that way.
No.
You could have gotten away with it. If that had happened, I'm not saying
you might have said that was worth it.
Sure,
it was worth it.
Super Bowl or not,
I mean, granted, Super Bowl would make it obviously worth it. But Super Bowl or not, if it worked out the rest of that season the way it did while he was playing, you would have said, okay, that was a good swing. It was worth it.
I don't think you can qualify that way. They were already. Thanks, Larry. That's fair enough. They were already at a point on their growth chart. Where to make that deal with Von Miller, I don't think I can say, even if they don't win a Super Bowl, it was worth it. They kind of had to win. That was the point.
Yep.
They didn't have him, and how have the last couple of years gone without him? The same. So you got him, and I think they might have even framed it this way.
The closer.
You got the closer. That's why you got him, and it cost you massively, you know, in terms of the contract. That had to... It was a very tough needle to thread. that had to be in the playoffs. He got hurt. Can you blame the Bills for that? Not exactly.
No,
older player.
I wouldn't want to blame. I mean, you knew the risks. Would you have done it this past March? Same age, same situation. My answer is yes. Like, I'm in here. I want Myles Garrett. I want T.J. Watt. I want Trey Hendrickson. So Miller was a version of that you didn't have to give up anything to get other than the money, and the money was going to be massive. Yeah, you do that to win the Super Bowl. You'll never hear me, like, is it a bad contract? Yes. Is it a problem that he is hurt and not producing? Sure. Yeah, that's bad. I've never criticized the signing because I would have done the signing again, I think 100 times out of 100.
Ooh, okay.
It was worth trying to do. And, you know, yeah, the injury risk with a player that age and his injury history included is massive. To me, worth the risk. I'm taking a swing. I'm going to try this. And, yeah, it was close to working. It was on track to work. But it didn't. I don't go, therefore, you shouldn't have done it. What a bad move. Despite the ramifications. The ramifications were big. It was, to me, worth doing and would be again.
Two things. Whether it was this past caller, Larry, or the previous one, is this fair? Like, they are drafting really late in every round every year. Like, it's not like you're sitting at the top of the draft and you can be Cleveland and get it right. You know? So there's that disadvantage. It makes it tough. When you talk about Rousseau, it makes it tougher. Mm-hmm. That's also Coleman. It's even if they draft Worthy, maybe that's just iffy, not perfect. Second, Marvin Harrison Jr., how dare you? I mean, follow the league. Right. Somebody is in his car going, at least Brian Thomas. Don't you know? You want to put that point in front of these guys? Sound like you follow the league. You could have traded up for Brian Thomas. Of course, it's hindsight, and I wouldn't have done it. So that's on me, I guess. But Marvin Harrison Jr., you just do not follow the draft. Scott is next. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me on.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Are you sure you want to go through with it?
Go back. You know what? I think I do. We've done it a couple of times. But end of the day, I think we're going to end up just fine. But for today's purposes, I guess I want to I kind of want to go back. I remember a year ago, it seems like we were having this exact same conversation going into the draft. It just seems like we've just gone again. And I guess we all knew ad nauseum for the last couple of months that we were going to go on defense. I mean, it didn't matter. We were all talking about, Sal was like, we're going to double up. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. So we kind of knew where we were. And I think to your point, which means a lot because of how we win every year, we don't have the opportunity to go in there and pick up a lot of these good receivers. So I don't understand that piece of it. And the baseline to this whole thing is, are we putting points on the board? We obviously are. So all the people that want to bitch and moan about how we don't have the receivers to do this, well, we're figuring out how to put all the points on the board because we're second in the league in scoring, I think. So a way to do that. Secondarily to the whole thing is that you look at a team like Kansas City who struggled mightily during the middle of the year. What kept them in the games? It was their defense, and it wasn't just me. Lots of people said that a defense that kept in the game waiting for their offense to start showing up. They had some of the similar problems. They didn't have the star wide receivers. They picked those guys up. And I guess we just need to take a step back and remember, we got a really good team here. And at some point here, I mean, we traded Mac Hollins off, and he was our best receiver last year, but we still put points on the board.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens this year. Again, you're not making points that anybody's disputing. If the straw man argument is, why should they have drafted defense? Nobody's saying they shouldn't have drafted defense. Not only did everybody expect them to, I mean, it's logical. It makes sense. And that is further to why Bean being the way he was today is so interesting. Like, he had no particular, easy for me to someone else to say, but it was so strange. He was triggered by hearing probably the conversation about receivers as he joined the show. And really, easy enough, and he's probably done it over and over in interviews, is like, yeah, well, our defense needed more help. And that's it. So it was a better draft for defense. That's just going to be his opinion. He's qualified.
Plenty of people share that opinion.
Right. I mean, he's easily in the majority on both points. what the draft was good for, A, and B, what was needed for the Bills. So you really don't need, but guys, don't forget, defense wins championships. But don't we haven't forgotten that. It's a conversation about whether the guys they have are good enough and whether the Bills care enough and notice it and want to get really seriously better at that position. And by their actions, it's no. Trading down last year for Coleman, etc. This caller who wants them to get a wide receiver, and then he's mad at me for saying, like, who would count at this point? Go ahead and tell me. Bean today, I mean, I don't think I have to worry about it, totally boxed himself in. We can't have shows in the next 5 months about whether the Bills should trade for some wide receiver if somebody's George Pickens, right? George Pickens maybe is somebody that still could be traded. Bulldog and I come on the air tomorrow. Do you think the Bills should trade for George Pickens? You idiot. Didn't you hear the general manager yesterday? There's nothing he's going to do. He's told you. Well, imagine if he did that. What's going on? It would seem like maybe Pegula came in over the top and made it happen, like he's Antonio Brown or something. Man, feels good. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.